This is RNZ Pacific News. Talo Falava, I'm Susana Suisuiki. All four Tongan MPs whose seats in Parliament were voided after election petitions have won stays pending appeals. The Kōtē includes three cabinet ministers, the Deputy Prime Minister Boasi Te, Finance Minister Tatafu Moiaki, and Sangster Saulala, along with the former Prime Minister Pohiva Tuionetoa. They lost their seats when accusations of bribery of voters ahead of last year's election were proven. Our correspondent says now with all the ministers able to stay, Parliament, which has been deferred twice in the past 2 weeks, is likely to sit next week. Galafi Moala says getting the budget passed is the critical thing for the government.
The first item on the agenda, of course, would have to be the budget, and they really want to get this approved before the 30th of June.
New Zealand's foreign minister says the security agreement that Solomon Islands is expected to sign with China is an issue for the broader region. China's foreign minister Wang Yi leads the high-level delegation that arrived in Solomon Islands this morning. During Mr. Wang's visit, he is expected to sign a security agreement with Solomon Islands. The minister, Nanaia Mahuta, says New Zealand believes the best place to discuss the potential impact of these arrangements is at the Pacific Islands Forum.
Well, we want to have a more strategic conversation around the potential of agreements like that and its impact on regional stability, regional security.
Fiji will host this year's forum meeting, but a date has yet to be confirmed. The Solomon Islands opposition leader, Matthew Wale, has again raised the concerns at the secrecy surrounding links with Beijing. Mr. Wale says only a few top aides know what is in the agreement. He says there is no justification for the secrecy. Mr. Wale says Solomon Islands is a democratic country owned by the people and they are entitled to know what is being transacted in their name. The high-level Chinese delegation is due to visit Vanuatu next Wednesday as part of the Minister's Pacific Tour. The Chinese embassy in Port Vila has confirmed the arrival dates for bilateral talks with the government of Vanuatu. The embassy says Mr. Wang's visit in Vanuatu has nothing to do with security issues. Instead, he will discuss five memorandums of understanding as well as other business. The embassy says the discussion points will be on tangible benefits that China can bring to the people of Vanuatu. After Port Vila, Mr. Wong is due to also visit Fiji, Papua New Guinea, Samoa, Tonga and Kiribati. He is currently in Solomon Islands. Gun reform in the wake of the Texas school massacre was very much on everyone's minds when the New Zealand Prime Minister met a host of influential US politicians in Washington, D.C. today. The meetings with both Democrats and Republicans were part of Jacinda Ardern's trade mission to the states, where politicians and the public alike are reeling from the slaughter of 19 children and two teachers. Our political editor, Jane Patterson, reports from the American Capitol.
In what's been described as the political equivalent of speed dating, Ms. Ardern went from one meeting to another on Capitol Hill, talking to, among others, former presidential candidate Republican Mitt Romney and senior Democrat Chuck Schumer. Gun reform in New Zealand's experience after the Christchurch mosque killings were of interest. However, there's recognition on both sides. America's legislative and constitutional system make it a very different problem for the US. In fact, there's scant optimism that even an event of this magnitude will be enough to break the deadlock on significant law reform.
Reaction to the latest school shooting has split along party lines in the US. Most Democrats are calling for tighter gun controls. Chuck Schumer is calling on Republicans to cut ties with the National Rifle Association.
Too many members on the other side of the aisle are disconnected from the suffering of the American people. Too many members on that side care more about the NRA than they do about families who grieve. The American people are sick and tired of mass shootings. They're sick and tired of children being shot in their schools.
Official figures show that in the 52 years since 1970, there have been 2,053 school shootings in the US, 27 of them so far this year. The New Zealand Police Minister says while a spate of gang-related shootings is deeply distressing, she's confident officers will get on top of them. Two more Auckland homes were fired at last night, following seven drive-by attacks on Tuesday linked to tensions between the Killer Bees and tribesmen gangs. Boto Williams says she's talking daily to the police and they're now starting to make arrests.
From time to time, as is happening currently, the tensions have spiralled to the point where we are seeing what's happening. But, you know, I'm really confident that we can, through the work the police are doing and our community partners, get on top of this.
A group of pearl farmers in French Polynesia have been compensated more than $1 million for a loss in revenue in 2017. A huge amount of pearls were destroyed after the authorities determined them to be of poor quality. More than 15 pearl farmers took their case to the administrative court in Papeete. The farmers believed they should be compensated for $6 million. However, the court awarded them $1 million for the 371 pearls destroyed. Pearl farmer producer Frankie Teha Matai told La Premiere he is delighted the government has agreed to compensate them.
What makes us happy is that we were right. The government had no legality in destroying those pearls, but we really did not expect to win the court case and recuperate funds from this.
Over to sport. Former New South Wales Women's Origin assistant Milton Dymock has been appointed head coach of the Matemaatonga Rugby League women's side. He is partnered by former NRL and Matemaatonga players, his brother Jim Dymock and Andrew Emilio. Milton Dymock served as an assistant for the New South Wales Women's Origin side in 2019 and 2020, helping them to a victory in his first year. Dymock has coached the NSW Tongan Juniors since 2006, whilst also being appointed by many clubs to assist in defensive training. Tonga play New Zealand's Kiwi Ferns in Auckland on Saturday, June 25th. And that is your RNZ Pacific News and Sport. To read and listen to more of our stories online, head over to rnzi.com.